And welcome to Extra Credit, the show that just pretty much gives us an opportunity to kind of moan and groan and gripe about the little things that we just didn't
You
like.
Thought we were whining before.
This is worse.
No, it's not always going to be whining.
No.
In this case, it is.
Extra Credit's going to be an opportunity for us to kind of dig deeper and deeper into those things that we love to talk about, which is movies, and the parts of it that really resonated or the parts that just really kind of rubbed us the wrong way. In this particular case, it would be Chad's mindset of geography.
World geography. I'll take world geography for 100, Alex.
So one of the things, real quick, before we jump into geography, one of the things that really seemed extremely stupid to me was making a point in this film, or making a plot point in this film, where they realize that kaiju blood is flammable. So
that has nothing to do with world geography.
I know, but it leads into the whole...
What class am I getting extra credit for right now, Eddie?
I'm just saying, that was ridiculous. Because of how it fills into the need for Mount Fuji.
I really feel like that would have come up earlier than now.
There were a lot of things that would have come up earlier than now, including world geography.
Go ahead, Chad.
Okay, so... First of all, you should go listen to the main episode. This is just a little, like, you know, tidbits of extra gripiness.
You mean extra credit?
Extra credit. So, first of all, Mount Fuji, huge, beautiful mountain volcano in Japan, right? It's in a lot of their artwork. It's in, I mean, it's incredible. It's a hallmark of geography in the world. However, it was not at all focused on in the first Pacific Rim film.
No.
Now, spoiler alert, in this film, Mount Fuji is apparently like the pinnacle of the kaiju agenda. Or not the kaiju. Who makes the kaiju again?
The precursors.
The precursors, right?
Aliens.
Those weird extra-dimensional aliens. Their whole plan the entire time has apparently been to make Mount Fuji... blow, like as a volcano, like
with their blood,
explode exponentially and wipe out all life on Earth.
Yeah. Right.
Now, if that was their plan the entire time, then why did the first movie even happen? Because they're pushing out from the ocean, not in toward Japan.
Yeah.
Like, wouldn't they all have beelined for Japan?
Yeah.
Yeah. They go to like...
You're not wrong.
They go to Alaska. They go to, I believe, Chile, Uruguay or Paraguay. They go to Australia. Like they're going out from the ocean into the coastal areas to apparently, you know, soften up humanity to be taken over or whatever. But in this movie, their agenda is given as something kind of ridiculously simple in a way and different. I see why you're bringing up the blood thing.
Yeah.
See, I didn't pay attention to that part in the
movie.
I was checked out by this point. So their agenda apparently the entire time has been, oh, these monsters that we make, their blood is like explosive, radioactive, explosive, whatever, et cetera,
and
all of the above.
Reacts to rare earth metals, which apparently this mountain is filled with them.
Full of them. And so the whole time they've been trying to like super blow up Mount Fuji.
Which... goes back to what Spencer and I were saying a little bit ago. Why then did like none of these monsters have any kind of reaction to the different types of artillery that they were using when they were killing it? Or even like there's a scene where they go back like, we need to check his pulse, and then they shoot it again. Why didn't that thing blow up? Why didn't it catch? Yeah. I don't like this
movie. Because they hadn't decided that yet.
That was extremely stupid.
It was extremely stupid, and it's one of those things that if this was, I don't know, more than 5 years removed, like if it was 40 years removed and it was a retelling of the story, that'd be one thing. This is a sequel that was distributed 5 years after the original and set 10 years after the storyline of the original. There's no excuse for doing something like this.
It's
just... poor writing.
I felt like this should have been...
poor concept altogether.
If this film had to be within this franchise, this should have been the first one. And then the first one should have been the second film.
And then his son dies and he never talks about it.
Exactly.
Perfect!
Fixed.
Fixed!
Although that was really exuberant to talk about somebody's son dying.
I mean, whatever I mean, gets like really, it makes sense. It fits the puzzle. Why doesn't he talk about his family? Why doesn't he? Why is he always kept to himself? Why is he so anxious of not telling Maki that it's getting worse or whatever he has? Oh, because he's already lost a son, and so he needs to.
Mm.
We're making this movie a
that
lot better than
a
it
lot
sounds.
More sense.
Yeah, would have.
Like watch. I kid you not. Probably within the next couple of weeks, they're gonna be like, "Oh, by the way, did you know, Uprising is a prequel." Bum, bum, bum. I really didn't
but
like
they've it. Ruined it already. Like, they can't, they can't bum, bum, bum anything. They can bomb. They yeah, can, they can bomb, well, bomb, bomb.
They are bombing.
A lot. They already I mean, did that, but.
I don't know. See, the whole reason why these types of movies exist is simply for the fact that it's supposed to give homage to those types of movies I was talking about in our episode, main episode, and it jumps directly into just being ridiculous. Like, this was the Dumb and Dumber of Transformers. A lot of... And where in the world... Okay. There's so many things to pick off in this movie. The snowball fight. Let's just go from the tail end and
end
work our way back.
End of movie snowball fight.
You just had this incredibly overpriced CGI scene that happened where they're falling from the sky with a tiny robot attached to them because it welds itself to the robot. Where did that? Never mind. We're gonna move forward.
She upgraded the tiny robot that Amara made for some reason.
Yeah.
Like when did you do that and why? You have a multi-billion-dollar corporation.
You literally have monsters 12 times this size and you're going to use. Okay, so, and then, so they kill the, so they're coming down. We're not even going to go through the whole thing that Chad talked about in terms of the front windshield, no shielding, ridiculousness. They're apparently flameproof. And hitting the kaiju explodes or cuts in half. Why didn't the mountain react then? Anybody?
Because the story didn't want it to.
I was also super confused by the impact from the Jaeger hitting the kaiju because it looked like it was an explosion, but it was just throwing a robot into a monster. It shouldn't have exploded like that, right?
Well, but it was superheated from its re-entry into the atmosphere. And it had atomic powered something on the inside of it.
I feel like that.
And the people didn't blow up and didn't burn up inside because they're cool.
Okay, but they're still cool. Feel like that would have taken out the mountainside of Mount Fuji.
I agree.
I mean, it would have at least kicked.
I don't dispute you. The story, on the other hand,
it would
says,
have kicked
no,
up at least.
That's not how it works.
It would have kicked up at least like the first layer on that mountain.
Not in my house.
Okay, Mutombo. Not in my house.
I don't know. I think that there were so many brain cells already wasted with this movie that I don't want to waste too many more trying to make sense of the nonsensical.
I don't know. And then one last thing to kind of gripe
about. They basically
about.
Said, we don't want to.
Oh, it's true. No, 100%. They're like, we're good. Yeah, let's
but
just,
that doesn't make sense. So...
Like, what's your point?
Your phrase doesn't make sense.
I bet that's exactly what the lawyer said when Guillermo del Toro was like, why didn't you do this right? Your mom.
Is he Mr. Miyagi now?
No.
That was interesting.
Whatever. And real quick, that...
He needed to Mr. Miyagi this movie. He needed to pull this before it ever came out and make him fix it. Say, okay, I'm done with The Shape of Water, and in my spare time, I will redo this movie and make it better.
Or at least proof it, like, check it out before it goes out and be like, no. And
or call it what it is.
Garbage?
Transformers versus Power Rangers.
True.
Or Transformers by Power. It'd be an X, really. It'd be by Power Rangers. It'd be a mashup.
It's Transformers to the power of Power Rangers. But then we also have the end credit scene, which apparently they've captured Charlie Day's character, and he's sitting in a room, and Jake Pentecost, John Boyega's character, walks in and ultimately tells him, we're taking the fight to you. Which in my mind, I'm like, didn't we do that in the first film?
That's exactly how the first one
we
ended.
Literally ended the first film just like that. They went through the breach to blow up their house.
Also, they've kind of haven't made an effort to come back, really, except for, you know, mind-swapping Dr. Newt. Like, do we really need to worry about these guys at this
Charlie
point?
Day having mental intercourse with a kaiju brain just doesn't really...
Also, who gave
that
him access...
That is a loaded sentence.
Who gave him access to this kaiju brain? Who delivered this to his house?
What kind of super does he have that doesn't check in on that kind of stuff? Like, you're pulling a lot of juice, buddy, keeping this thing alive. I would be like, let's check out how the building... Oh, my gosh, there's such an energy spike in this one apartment. I gotta go check this out.
Like how you mind having a surface.
Yeah, exactly. I'm pointing at a surface. While
dang
the,
it, they got you.
While the super's pointing at his surface and...
Subliminal messaging.
It's there's a lot to question about that. It's like, I don't know.
Including your susceptibility to Microsoft... advertising. I question that.
Well, yeah. That's all I'm going to say about that. But, yeah. If you get the chance, check out the film and let us know how it rubs you the wrong way.
Or don't. You have a valuable life and can do many other things.
So where does that leave us?
I don't know.
Do or don't?
Spencer?
I'm on don't. Because, like, there's other movies that are worse than this that are more hilarious that you could see.
I have a third way.
Mm.
Don't go see the movie, but then do tell us what else you think might have been wrong with it. Because you might actually, like, hit the target on the dartboard.
Well, that'd be impressive.
Not having seen the movie, you might pick up on something that was actually in the movie because it was that disappointing.
Oh, there you go.
I'm going to agree with that. Do that, people.
All right, well, we got to figure out how to close this.
Well, I mean, I don't know. Extra credit, I don't know.
This has been Extra Credit with the Filmlosophers. See you next time.
Sounds good to me.